Hey everybody, this week on All Things Fishing, we talk about making a kit for deep water bass fishing. In this week's episode, we'll pack a 3600 size box full of all the lures you need for deep water bass fishing. This episode will include the brands, the sizes, mostly the colors, plus 4 packs of soft plastics. Hey everybody, I'm excited to be recording the 49th episode of the All Things Fishing podcast this week. And this week, we'll be talking about making a kit for deep water bass fishing. So, first up, talking about how fishing has been going since I last recorded the show. Last week's episode was actually a pre-recorded one. We were up at the ocean for probably the last time this year. I caught quite a few, like, little southern kingfish. If you don't know what kingfish are, they're basically like the white perch of the ocean. They're just like, they school up, there's a ton of them, you can catch, I mean, they're fun, they're relatively fun to catch, they're supposed to be really good, they're supposed to be really good food. We never actually cooked them, but they're even better bait. So I cut up a couple of those, put them on the hook, and, caught a 3-foot thresher shark from the beach. So that was pretty awesome. The first real shark that I've ever caught. Like, I've caught some, like, really tiny dogfish before, which are like in the same family, I guess, as the shark, but a 3-foot thresher shark from the beach is really the first actual shark I've ever gotten, so that was pretty awesome. So on this episode, like I said, we will be talking about making a kit for deep water bass fishing. So basically, this week is going to be kind of like last week's episode, except with like the bass lures you would use for deep water fishing. And, basically I've packed a 3600 size box full of just like lures for, deep water bass fishing that I think would work for just like all situations. So this could be like a kit you keep in your car. This could be a kit you just like always keep if you have a kayak or a boat. This could be just be a kit you always keep in your boat and just like in case you forget your other boxes with other lures. This is like a backup box basically. That will cover you for all kinds of situations for deep water bass fishing. Or this could be like, if this is the only lures you want to buy, and like you're a beginner, but you like have a boat or something, this is like a great kit that will, this will help you, this will allow you to catch fish for a long time. So first up in this list, I've got a jointed swim bait. So this is just like, jointed swim bait is really just, it's a really good, like, kind of a search bait. So, like, you can cast it out a long ways, like, really far. Like, this thing weighs, like, an ounce. So, you can cast this out really, really far and just basically, like, search a ton of water. You can cover a ton of water with this lure. And I'm assuming you guys don't have fancy electronics on your boat, like a fancy fish finder or anything like that. So, this is a great lure to use if you don't have any electronics on your boat. Then, this is just a great thing to use because if you can't, like, actually see the fish on like a screen or like a fish finder, if you don't have one of those, then this is just like, this is a great lure to use because this covers a ton of water in a very short period of time. So this is going to be for basically like deeper water, so like 10 to 20 feet essentially, and then completely open water. If you're going to be pulling this thing through the weeds, it's going to catch basically every single weed within like 10 feet of it. So next up is the Ozark Trail crankbait in perch color. So this is going to basically be a shallow diver. So this is, you're going to want to use this in deep water, but when the fish are schooling up closer to like the surface. And it's an Ozark Trail bait, so like you're going to have to switch out of the hooks eventually. That's just like the reality of like a cheaper lure. It's going to have less expensive hooks on it, and they're going to rust quicker, which really doesn't matter. You might have to sharpen them a few times, but you will probably never have to actually replace the hooks on any of these lures. So this is what you're going to want to use, like I said, in basically shallow, like when the fish are schooling up in shallow water, and they're biting almost topwater lures, but not quite. So next up is the Rapala DT10 Deep Diving Crankbait. So this you're going to want to get in basically whatever color they have, because I've tried quite a few of the colors. They all work really well. You could also base it, if you know what color of the water you're fishing usually is, you can base your, color choice on that. But this is going to cover you for, like, more, like, for more, like, when the fish are schooling up deeper, This is going to cover you for that, basically. And again, open water, like no weeds, nothing like that. This will catch basically all the weeds. This is not a weedless lure. So next up is the Cotton Cordell Super Spot in basically medium. Like, so this will cover you for like all kind, like medium depth. You can fish this by cover. It's relatively weedless, not completely weedless. I mean, nothing's really completely weedless, but it is less weedless than an actual weedless bait. Yeah, so Cotton Cordell Super Spot will cover you for medium depth, and then, you can basically, sometimes you can even vertical jig, super spots like this, or really any lipless crankbait that you have. You can vertical jig them, you can just, like, let them sink, and then reel them up real fast. They have insanely good action, and you can just do that over and over again, and it'll take you, like, 20 minutes to get the lure back into your boat. Or your kayak or your canoe or wherever you're fishing from out in the deeper water. Yeah. So next up is the Rapala X-Wrap in shad color. So this, is just like a really, like Rapala X-Wraps are a more expensive lure. That's why I didn't actually have a real Rapala X-Wrap on the like beginner's list, but it is worth it for sure. If you're not trying to make a kit for under $50, like I've done on the podcast a couple weeks ago, if you're not trying to do that, then this is absolutely worth like the $13 to $15 that's going to cost you. And this is a jerk bait. So this is going to cover you for like shallower water, so like 8 to 12 feet, and then also with a bit of cover on the surface where the fish are going to be kind of hiding by. So next up is the Ozark Trail Frog Popper. So this is a topwater lure. You also are going to want to use this. This is not like a frog at all. It says frog, it's like kind of imitating a frog, but it's not a hollow body frog by any means, not weedless at all. So this is going to be for open water, completely open water, when the fish are like coming really close to the surface and biting topwater lures. Yeah, and this is really, it doesn't really matter what color you get this in, as long as you get one for this box, it does not really matter. So next up is a vertical, usually one would be fine, but if you can get two, then two vertical jigging spoons. So these will just like cover you for like if the fish are like clumping together in deep holes, or like not even a deep hole, not even where it drops off from like 10 feet to, and it goes way down to 20 feet, just like even dents in the bottom. If you have like a depth chart, like a depth chart or something like that, or if you have a fancy fish finder, you'll be able to see that depth change while you're actually on the water and you don't need like a depth chart at home to look at. Then if you know where that is, that fish are going to be like complete, like gathering a ton in those areas. And you will catch fish on, especially, you'll catch more fish if you have a couple of vertical jigging spoons. Usually like some smaller ones if those bass that you're catching from those holes are smaller. But then also you're going to want to have some bigger ones in case they're bigger bass. So next up is paddle tail swim baits. So basically this is like also kind of a search bait type thing. So this will cover a lot of water very quickly. And I have two of them in here. I actually do not know what brand they're from because I found them. But they work really well. So any basically paddle tail swim bait, you're going to want two sizes. You're going to want like a really small one and then also like a medium size one. You don't want like a giant saltwater one in here, but just like reasonable sized bass paddle tail swim baits are going to be a great thing to have in this box. So next up, we're kind of getting into some of the terminal tackle that you're going to want to have in this box. So first up, I've got Ned Rig hooks. So because Ned Rig is just like, it's a great thing to have in this, it's a great thing to have in a kit like this, because if there's rocks on the bottom, like, if you can put, like, a big bell sinker on the end of your line, and you'll be able to feel the rocks at the bottom to see if there's rocks. This, like, Ned Rigs, you can catch a ton of fish around rocks like that. Ned Rig is just, like, a great, great lure to use around rocks, for bass, like, smallmouth and largemouth both. You'll catch a ton of fish on these. So really just any pack of cheap or expensive Ned Rig hooks. So next up, we got really any just like bass hooks, usually anywhere between 2-aught to 5-aught, like 5-aught if you think you're going to be catching really big fish, but like The 2-aught will cover you for like any fish and like any smaller bass, so like 1 to 3 pounds probably. So next up is any ball headed jigs. So these will just allow you to rig some of the soft plastics. Rig some of the soft plastics I'll be talking about in a minute. So next up is the Johnson Beetle Spin, and this is basically like a Johnson Beetle Spin, probably one of the most famous lures ever made. They're like 99 cents, You get the hook, you get like the rig, and then also you get like an extra soft plastics it comes with, in case like that the one that comes like already rigged on it like breaks. You can just put that one on, and they last a long time. I have like 3 of them. They're a great lure to have in a box like this, and this is for like more shallow, so not super shallow, not bank, not like right on the bank, but just like more like anywhere between like 6 to 10 feet is where you're gonna want to be using this. So next up is really any spinnerbait. You get a more expensive spinnerbait, but I really don't have any expensive spinnerbaits. I just have really cheap Walmart spinnerbaits because they work really well. The hooks haven't rusted at all, and they're 99 cents. So $1 for each of these spinnerbaits. They work way better than you think a spinnerbait that costs $1 would. So next up is the Spro Pro Bucktail jig, and you're gonna want this in white color. So basically, this will cover you. This is just like a great jig, and you're gonna want this in a 3/8 ounce. Actually, sorry, 1/4 ounce. You're gonna want this in 1/4 ounce because the bass aren't gonna be taking anything that big. So you're gonna want this in 1/4 ounce, and this is just like the Spro makes some really, really great jigs. I really like the jigs that they make. They're not super expensive, but they're like five. Like I think this is the one I'm talking about on the show right now, is around $5 to $6. So not super cheap, but it's worth it for sure. So next up, I'll get into the soft plastics. So first up is the Yum Christy Craw. And again, almost all, actually, I use a ton of the stuff from Yum just because they work and they catch fish and they're not super expensive. So yeah, it's the Yum Christy Craw, and that'll cover you for anywhere around rocks, any place like that. Even if you're in like 30 or 40 feet of water, if there's rocks in the bottom, the bass are going to be eating the crayfish that are hiding out, among those rocks, and that's when a crayfish soft plastic is going to really catch a ton of fish. So next up, really is like you kind of have to have these in any box no matter what. This is just the five inch kind of like a Senko style Senko style soft plastic bait. And this will cover you. You can like cut the tip off and use that on the Ned Rig hooks. But then you could also like wacky rig them. You could Texas rig these just like regular Senko style soft plastics. So these just like regular Senko style soft plastic baits like this are going to you kind of have to have them because you can rig them in so many different ways. For bank fishing, but then also mostly for deep water fishing. So next up is the Zoom Trickworm. So this is the Zoom Trickworm in the June Bug color because it's a legendary color. It catches a ton of fish. So that's all for the soft plastic category on this list. So all this stuff, except the soft plastics, obviously, including the spinner baits, all this stuff fits in a 36 undersized box. This box, it could be, like I said, this could be like the box you keep in your boat. This could be the box you always keep in your truck or your car. This is a good beginner box. This is going to be more expensive than the other kits, $50 kit I did a couple weeks ago, because these are like nicer companies. But yeah, this could be like, if you buy all the lures, and like if you buy, or like, even if you buy a few different lures, just like general lures that are going to be like kind of like these that I had in this box, they're going to, just like this box will basically, if this is all the lures you have, this box will catch fish anywhere. You could technically bank fish with this box, but it's not going to be great. But so these lures will cover you. These lures will catch fish basically on any lake that holds bass. in the deeper water. So that's all for this episode of All Things Fishing, and hopefully this box combination of lures kind of helped you guys if you're trying to decide what lures to buy or what type of lures to buy. So that's all for this week's episode of All Things Fishing, and I'll see you guys next week.